Good evening, and welcome to tonight's performance with Dave Mason and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. At this time, we would like to remind you to please turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices. The use of any photography or recording device is strictly prohibited as well. The 2018-19 season has been announced. If you renew before March 19th, your subscription price will be the same as this year. Stop by the table in the lobby and renew tonight. Thank you and enjoy the performance.
past Harry last night. World of Changes from Alone Together. That's a, not a song from Alone Together. It's a thing called Just a Song.
Thank you.
for Fender Stratocaster. Beautiful piece of art. Functional art. It was a great design. Very cool design. I'm going to compare cars, buildings, whatever. This is a great design. This will still look cool in 1,000 years from now. Like a violin. Never go out of sight. Designed by a radio repairman named Leo Fender in the 50s. When I was 14 or 15, all I wanted was a Fender Stratocaster. By Bobby Garrett. What a clean cut boy I was. A lamb to slaughter. I wanted a Fender Stratocaster. A red one, particularly, actually. Yeah, like a red Corvette. And so I'm born and bred in England. I'm English. I sit there and go, well, what happened to your accent then? So I just like to remind everybody that not everybody from England sounds like the Gecko, okay? And I just was into instrumentals, guitar, singing. The only reason I got into singing was so we could get booked, so we could get gigs. So I learned to sing. Otherwise, guitar, what a guitar. Girls? Yeah, cool. Because, of course, then to find out once you get one of these, learn how to play it properly. Yes, it's true. It's all true. I've been overserved, let's say. But at this point in my life, I'm back to the Stratocaster. So like I said, I'm from England. I'm from the heartland of England, 12 miles from the Welsh border, city of Worcester, on the River Severn. Robert Plant grew up 12 miles away from me. And, you know, the kind of music that I'm talking about, you call it surf music over here. It's the only surf we had in England was that sweet. So, this is a little more for my amusement, frankly, than anybody else's. I thought I'd go back to about when I was 16 with my first band, the Jaguars. And, play you a little something that I would have played back then, and you know, feel free. It's okay. You may never see most of these people again. We get some.
Thank you.
pull some of it. This was a top 10 record for me back in 76. Thank you. Shoot. can't even sit in that position anymore, so. But in playing it, it got me to thinking about writing something simple, because it's like bagpipes. It's just tonic. There's no chords to make on that instrument there. So, you know, I thought, well, it's something really simple, you know, like... Yeah, James Brown already had the corner on that market, so... One chord song. So I wrote this little song with two chords. That's all there is, just two chords. Repeat. It's in your 101 song. And may have sang it in a karaoke bar or something, probably. Pay me on the way out if you want. But the reason I'm bringing it up about the song is because what the song is really about. The song is really about not feeling too good myself. That's what the song is about. There's a question mark after the original title. But then Luck steps in, and one of the great, great voices that I owe a great debt of gratitude to, who passed away 2 Decembers ago, Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker recorded Feeling All Right. And that's, I'm here to tell you that the author is not necessarily the best interpreter of his work. Because Cocker's version is, to me, the best. But his version spawned about another 50 plus major artists who covered that song. It's the Energizer Bunny song. It just never stops. Keeps going and going. So, again, if you feel like you know, getting up and move, it's okay. Feel free.
Thank you. Mike. We're going to be back in 20 minutes. Please give it up. Big round, please. Thank you, Fisher. Can you do all the arrangements for me? Thank you all. We'll be back in 20 minutes. Enjoy.
Yeah.
little traffic center here. I'm going to feature Tony Patton on it. And a song called Rock and Roll Steel.
You are the woman that your face, and that's the best I've seen of my heart.
When I first moved here in 1969, good year for Don Perignon, by the way. I slept on Grand Parsons' couch for a while, and he introduced me. Nobody knew who the hell I was. Traffic, I was just kidding. Kind of found out. I knew a band, a really great band. They had a big hit record with one of my songs, the number two record. And I played guitar with him for a while. We went out and opened on the, we opened the act on the Blind Faith tour. Some of you may remember. And if you don't, this would mean to say you weren't there. So I would feature these two on a Blind Faith song. They kill it. Really good.
Thank you.
traffic sign in the back. This is traffic. This should be traffic AD, though. This is what this is. This is traffic after day. So I can do what the hell I want with this. second chance. Something similar to this, but don't worry too much. Happy you, sure hurts your sorrows and joy. Support your arts. Sam Gerald. Al Dino Bender on the drums. Jesse Rose. Tony Bander. God bless you. Thank you all. Let's give it up for Dave Mason. Come on. dust off your dance moves, don't
sit down here.
I'm gonna end this at the beginning. And when I say beginning, 1954, I was 8 years old, and I heard a song that went like that.
Thank you.
you all. God bless you. Turning back. Yes, you brothers. Alvino Bennett and Mr. Johnny Sambatero. Thank you all.